The City of Edmonton encourages Edmontonians to honor National Day for Truth and Reconciliation on September 30, through community and online resources and events. This week, a commemorative crosswalk in honor of residential school survivors will be painted at the intersection of 99th Street and 103A Avenue, between City Hall and the Law Courts. This crosswalk was designed in collaboration with youth from the iHuman Youth Society and will be painted by the city's traffic field operations team. The city is hosting a plant giveaway as a way to honor the victims, families, friends and intergenerational survivors of residential schools through its Root for Trees program. Trees, shrubs and wildflowers will be available at Harelic Park on September 30, while supplies last. A sacred fire will be lit at City Hall Plaza on September 30 for those who wish to pay respects and reflect. Flags will be at half-mast, and the high-level bridge will be lit orange that evening. City-owned and leased trucks and vehicles, buses, waste trucks, mowers, automated enforcement vehicles and others will have an orange ribbon tied on in recognition of the day, and to encourage Edmontonians to continue reflecting on reconciliation. Employees with the City of Edmonton, Edmonton Police Service and Edmonton Public Library are being granted a day of leave with pay on National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Edmontonians can also wear an orange shirt to honor residential school survivors and their families. September 30 continues to be observed as Orange Shirt Day in recognition of the experience of Phyllis Webstead, who was stripped of her orange new shirt on her first day of attending a residential school near Williams Lake, BC. In Calgary, citizens are invited to join online Indigenous elders, community leaders, and all Calgarians committed to the spirit of reconciliation and hope for generations of children at calgary.ca/live. The livestream will begin at 12 p.m. The Orange Shirt Day ceremony is one of the ways the City of Calgary is recognizing the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Orange ribbon decals will be applied to all city vehicles to show solidarity with our Indigenous neighbors, friends, co-workers and family. For more information on Orange Shirt Day and other ways to observe the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, visit calgary.ca/orangeshirtday. The following are open on September 30th: Southland Leisure Center, Weight Room 7 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., Aquatics 1:30 to 9 p.m., Village Square Leisure Center, Weight Room 7 a.m. to 9:30 p.m., Aquatics 1:30 to 9 p.m., Golf Courses. Book your time at calgary.ca/golf bookings at arenas, athletic parks and the Calgary Soccer Centre. Glenmore Sailing School rentals. The following are closed on September 30. All aquatic and fitness centres, except Village Square Leisure Centre and Southland Leisure Centre, North Mount Pleasant and Wildflower Arts Centers. For hours of operation, visit calgary.ca/recreation. The National Center for Truth and Reconciliation also offers free online programming all this week. The following schedule is for members of the general public who have registered for the Truth and Reconciliation Week event at nctr.ca. Check the website for more details and to register. Available on YouTube. September 30th session, 45 minutes, speaker live link. The Mamawi Project, Métis Queer, Trans and Two-Spirit Histories, TBC Live Link, Mi'kmaq Ancient History Told in Storytelling Fashion, Julie Pellissier Lush Live Link, Heritage de Benjamin Murray Wapakoni Live Link, Old Enough to Go, Old Enough to Know, Talking Residential Schools with Kids, Rebecca Thomas Live Link, Carrying on the Tradition, Inuit Games, Arctic Sports, Kyle Kayak Whirl Live Link, The National Arts Center, Indigenous Performing Arts, Kevin Loring, Lori Marchand, and Myri Brascoupe Live Link, TBC Joe A. Juno Live Link, Keeping Reconciliation Alive, Learning from a Truth and Reconciliation Commissioner, Dr. Marie Wilson, Honoris Causa, Day 4 Orange Shirt Day. September 30th event, 45 minutes, speaker 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Beyond Orange Shirt Day, Phyllis Webstead Live Link, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Being William, French, VR Experience, Jason Brennan Live Link. Live videos will be played on the NCTR YouTube channel, available on YouTube. October 1st session, 45 minutes, speaker Live Link. What does it mean to wear an orange shirt? Theland Kicknoseway Live Link, La Tancher de Meki Ottawa Wapakoni Live Link, Witness Blanket Carrie Newman Live Link, Saving the Spirit, The Heroism of Margaret Olamoun Pokiak Fenton of Fatty Legs, Christy Jordan Fenton Live Link, Survivor Dialogues, French, Richard Kistabish Live Link, Survivor Dialogues, NWT Norman Yakalaya Live Link, Survivor Dialogues, Inuk Women Maata Evalwarjik Palmer, Edna Elias, The Honorable Lavinia Brown Live Link Survivor Dialogues, Ontario Lila Bruyere Day 5 Knowledge Transfer, Elder and Youth Dialogues October. 1 Event, 45 minutes, Speaker 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time TBC Former National Chief Phil Fontaine Live Link 1 p.m. Eastern Time TBC The Honorable Murray Sinclair Live Link Live videos will be played on the NCTR YouTube channel available on YouTube October 2nd. Session, 45 minutes, Speaker Live Link Reconciliation as conveyed in Indigenous languages Amelda, Opolasamuways, Pearly Live Link TBC Mitch Case Live Link Auntie's Hands de Gloria Morgan Wapakoni Live Link Youth Advocacy and Empowerment AFN Youth Council Live Link Mi'kmaq Creation Story Stephen Augustine, Unimaki College Live Link Culture and Language Go Hand in Hand TELAXTEN, Paul Sam. Live Link Inuit Stories, Art and Life Sally Kate Kimianok Webster, Inuk, Ottawa, Ontario. Live Link Two-Eyed Seeing, A Mi'kmaq Perspective Albert Marshall.